You're listening to TalkTainmentRadio.com.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guest and not necessarily those of TalkTainmentRadio.com, the management, the staff, or K&E World Network, LLC.
Look up in the sky!
It's a superhero of travel. It's Ricky Tyers from It's Your Time to Travel, ready to take you around the world by air, land, or sea, even by flying saucer. And we're live on TalkTainmentRadio.com. Radio the way it should be heard.
You're listening to It's Your Time to Travel on TalkTainmentRadio.com, hosted by Ricky Tyers from Tyers Tours and Travel. Title for today's show, The Year of Revenge Travel. And again, the title for today's show is Revenge, The Year of Revenge Travel. Are you ready to travel? So is everyone else. Travel and hospitality experts say this summer will be the busiest travel season ever, as people hope to catch up on 2 years worth of not traveling or very limited travel. And rising costs driven by inflation and high fuel prices are not stopping hungry travelers. The desire to splurge on extra expensive accommodations and flights have been dubbed revenge travel and is likely to stick around for years. Yes, this is the year of revenge travel. And the reason why I say that, because this year I've had one client who, the beginning of the year, went to Vegas. Now, they're going to Jamaica, and they want to fly first class. And they're doing all this because they're making up for the 2 years they couldn't travel. Because this same client, when the pandemic first started, when COVID-19 first started happening, they were in Nassau. And I had to get a hold of them to tell them to get back to the States, because we didn't know if the United States was going to close their borders or what. So they had to hurry up and get back to the States, because we didn't know if they could get back in or not. So there's 2 years of frustration with people wanting to travel, and they're making up for it this year. This client has never, ever flown first class, and in going to Jamaica, they're flying first class. So that's what we mean by this is the year of revenge travel. So did you know Medicare might not cover your entire travel emergency? Did you realize that Medicare supplement plans have a lifetime foreign travel medical emergency limit of only $50,000? Also, it only covers up to 80% of the medical costs, and only after paying a $250 deductible. Many emergency medical evacuations are sometimes well over that amount. Many emergency medical evacuations are sometimes well over the amount of $50,000. And no one can predict the actual cost for any of those emergencies that happens abroad. So will Medicare plans properly cover you in case of sickness or injury when traveling abroad? It might not be worth taking any chances, and you should be encouraged to consider purchasing a travel insurance policy. again, I'll use the example of the couple that's traveling to Jamaica. I offered them a travel insurance policy because they're up in age. They're in their 80s, and I offer them a policy to protect them if something happens. And as of today, they haven't responded. But think about it. Just the $250 deductible would most likely cover the travel insurance premiums, and our coverage is primarily medical with no out-of-pocket or deductibles. So health insurance coverage while traveling under original Medicare A and B, Medicare typically stops coverage for health care while you're traveling outside the United States. There's certain circumstances. While on board a ship within the territorial waters adjoining the land area of the U.S., Medicare would not pay for services you get when the ship is more than 6 hours away from port. You're in the United States when the emergency occurs and the foreign hospital is closer than the nearest U.S. hospital that can treat your medical condition, they won't cover it. You're traveling through Canada from the U.S. to get to Alaska. When a medical emergency occurs and the Canadian hospital is closer than the nearest U.S. hospital that can treat you, they won't cover it. You live in the United States and the foreign hospital is closer to your home than the nearest U.S. hospital that can treat your medical conditions, regardless of whether an emergency exists, they won't cover it. Foreign hospitals are not required to file a claim to Medicare for your travel medical costs. You need to submit an itemized bill. In the 50 states, Washington, D.C., Puerto Rico, and the U.S. Virgin Islands, Guam, are considered part of the United States. Original Medicare only covers 80% of the approved services unless you have additional Medicare supplement that pays the difference. Dialysis treatments is not covered outside the United States. Prescription drugs are not covered outside the United States, even with a Part D prescription plan. And if you have a Medicare supplement, Medicare supplement plan C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, M, and N cover 80% of a foreign travel emergency after the $250 deductible. Medicare supplements have a lifetime limit of $50,000. If you have a Medicare Advantage plan, the Advantage plans must follow the same coverage under the original Medicare A and B, and some plans may offer additional coverage, but it is limited. Every Medicare Advantage plan is different, and the benefits vary by plan. The purpose of all this conversation is to suggest if you're traveling overseas, if you're traveling international, you need to purchase a travel insurance policy to protect yourself. I've had two people I know get sick while in Mexico. The family wasn't able to raise the cash, and they end up dying in Mexico, and then the family struggled to bring the bodies back to the States. And travel insurance will cover all that. So in this year of revenge travel, make sure you purchase a travel insurance policy. So this just in. Carnival Cruise Lines is raising prices on onboard services. Again, we're in a year of revenge travel, and although we talked about the amount of people that want to travel in 2022, on the other end, the vendors are raising prices to meet all the business that they didn't get in the previous 2 years. So, Carnival Cruise Lines raises prices on onboard services. The cruise line's guests will pay more for its popular beverage package, along with gratuity fees starting May 1st. Effective May 1st, an increase will be added both to its pre-cruise and onboard prices. For example, drink packages would typically cover sodas, specialty coffee, smoothie juices, and alcoholic beverages are very popular programs. On a 3 to 4 day cruise, passengers wanting this Cheers package normally pay $54.95 per day, and passengers on longer cruises pay $51.95 per day if purchased pre-cruise. If the passenger purchased the package after embarkation, prices go to $59.95 per day and $56.95 per respectively. And they add an 18% gratuity charge is added to the purchase. But starting May 1st, 2022, the price would be $59.95 per person per day per cruise and $64.95 per person per day if purchased on board. In addition, Carnival is also increasing the service gratuities from $13.99 to $14.50 per person per day for most cabins, and from $15.99 to $16.50 per person per day for suites. Most analysts anticipate increases across cruise lines as travel recovers from a two-year hiatus, which damaged the company's balance sheets. Although Carnival price increases are getting the most coverage, other cruise lines, such as Norwegian, have already raised items like gratuities per day, per person, and their drink packages are higher than the new Carnival costs. So, just so you understand, effective with all cruises departing on May 1st, Carnival Cruise Lines are making adjustments to their recommended onboard gratuity guidelines as follows. Standard rooms are $14.50 per person per day, and suites are $16.50 per person per day. And these amounts are automatically added to your onboard sell and sign account as a convenience. However, while on board, you're free to adjust gratuities at your discretion, and no adjustments will be made after the cruise is over. And Carnival is saying our shipboard team members work hard to provide exceptional and friendly service, so we hope you and your family will agree that this slight increase is well deserved. So, on gratuities, if you're on a 7 day cruise at $14.50 per person, that equals out to $101.50 per person. And they're also increasing the drink package, is up 20%. Onboard Wi-Fi is up 32%, and specialty dining is up 20% on premium dining reservations. And of course, we've talked about the gratuities are going to $14.50 per person and $16.50 per person per suite. These amounts are automatically added to your onboard sale and sign account as a convenience. While on board, you're free to adjust gratuities at your discretion. No adjustments will be made after the cruise. So we're talking about revenge travel. Revenge travel, and cruise lines are raising the prices of their onboard services. That's part of the revenge travel. Just part of the revenge travel. You know, and just so you understand, if you're traveling on a cruise, If you're traveling to Caribbean, Mexico, or internationally, it's best if you purchase an insurance policy. You can always give us a call at 866-547-5362. This is Tire Surgeon Travel, and we'll be glad to issue an insurance policy or book that travel for you with an insurance policy. So, travel with an expert. So today I'm going to give you the best time to book a flight for domestic, international, and summer travel during the year of revenge travel. So here are our best tips for booking travel in 2022. But first, I need to let you know that you're listening to It's Your Time to Travel on TalkTainmentRadio.com. Radio the way it should be heard. Stay tuned for the year of the revenge travel. And since I'm in that mode, the Soul Beach Music Festival in Aruba is back this year. We have travel packages available. It happens in Aruba Memorial Day weekend, May 25th to May 30th. This is voted one of the top five Caribbean celebrations by USA Today, as well as the number one Caribbean festival by Jet Setter magazine. And you can give us a call at Tire Surgeon Travel at 866-547-5362. We have packages available, and we'll get into more of the lineup in the second half of the show. So here are our best tips for travel, for booking travel in 2022. So finding the best flight deals is a bit of an art form, but there's also some science, or at least economics, involved. There are only two definite rules. Flights open for booking about a year in advance, and the airfare will change often between then and takeoff. So as a general rule of thumb, you'll want to book your plane tickets well in advance as prices spike sharply in the days preceding the flight. So you need to take advantage of any last minute. So what they want to do is take advantage of any last minute travelers who has no choice but to pay up front. But there are very many variables that impact the dynamic pricing patterns of plane tickets, including the destination and time of travel. In some cases, you can book just a couple weeks in advance, while in others, you're better off reserving months ahead, such as a trip over a big travel holiday when demand is high. While travel has been upended by the pandemic for the past 2 years, we're seeing numbers return to normal. In this January 2022 Consumer Fear Index report, airfare tracking site Hopper predicts airfare will reach 2019 levels by April of 2022. That said, given the general uncertainty regarding potential variants, travelers are still holding off on booking flights until their travel dates approach, much as they did in 20 and 21. Nonetheless, good deals are still all about big picture timing. And while travel logistics are more in flux these days, most airlines now waive change fees, making it easier for travelers to book well in advance and shift plans if need be. The bottom line is that scoring the best flight deal can be tricky at best, and the pandemic impact on travel and the airlines industry has added more than a few challenges, but we're here to help you find the best flight for your upcoming travel. Our first tip, this is our very first tip, start tracking flight prices as early as possible so you can keep an eye on costs as they change. Use Google Flight or Hopper to receive price change notifications about your track flights. I suggest you that you use Kayak. They will track the prices of flights for you and let you know when prices are predicted to go up or when prices are predicted to go down. So when is the best time to book domestic travel? According to a 2021 survey by CheapAir.com, on average, the best time to purchase plane tickets for a domestic trip is about 64 days before your departure date. Keep in mind that this is an average. It doesn't mean you should log on exactly 64 days before you travel, but rather that you should scout flights around the 64 days out mark. And the season also makes a big difference. CheapAir.com revealed that the cheapest flights were found 67 days prior to a summer trip, 94 days prior to a winter trip, and 84 days prior to a spring trip, and 89 days prior to a fall trip. For domestic trips, pricing is elevated when tickets are first released, about a year before the flight. Per CheapAir.com, those prices will slowly creep downward all the way to their lowest point somewhere between 95 and 21 days, roughly 3 months to 3 weeks before the flight, after which you're likely to see the last-minute spike in costs. But because 2022 is all about the year of revenge travel, travel recovery, this trend might not hold true this year. Hopper expects to see a 7% increase in domestic airfare each month through June. The company hasn't yet made its predictions for the second half of the year. So this year, the year of revenge travel, is really all about monitoring airfare and buying as soon as you see an appealing price. When to book flights for international travel. Overall, you're better off booking earlier than later for international travel. But there are some variants depending on your destination. CheapAir.com found that the lowest fares to Canada occurs 2 months before departure. And the same is true for booking flights to Mexico and the Caribbean. The prime booking window for Central America is just over half a month to 3 months before departure. And for the Middle East, it's between 1.5 and 5.5 months before your trip. The best time to buy flights to Africa is about 3 months out. While for Asia and Europe, it's about 119 to 120 days, respectively. Just make sure you book before the one month mark. Expedia data suggests that prices start to rise 28 days before departure for international flights. But again, as with domestic flights, Hopper predicts an increase in international airfare as we move through 2022. And again, I want to remind you, this is the year of revenge travel. About 5% per month through June. So keep on tracking those flights and buy as soon as you're happy with the price. When to book flights for summer 2022 travel. As travel is rebounding, prices are rebounding also. We're seeing price hikes heading into the summer travel season, likely due to the pent-up demand. And again, we're calling this the year of revenge travel. To that end, book as soon as possible for summer travel, as prices are likely to rise as time goes on. And if you're looking for the best deal, consider an international trip instead of a domestic one this summer. In the last 2 weeks, domestic flight prices for summer travel are already up 28% compared to 2019, whereas flight prices to Europe are only up 3% right now. And if you can plan your trip for August, Kayak data as provided to Travel and Leisure shows that prices for both domestic and international travel are at their lowest that month, especially the week of August 22nd for domestic and the week of August 15th for international. So when to book flights for your holiday 2022 travel. You might think it's a little too soon to be thinking about holiday travel. And typically speaking, you are right. The best time to book your flights for Thanksgiving and Christmas are usually in September. But given how unpredictable the pandemic-related travel is, again, we're in the year of revenge travel. We suggest booking your flights whenever you see a price you like. Now, if you're someone who travels somewhat regularly throughout the year, we have a little hack for you. Consider buying your holiday flights now or whenever you see a decent deal, but make sure to book a fare that would give you credit if you cancel. Typically speaking, that means don't book basic economy. That way, if prices drop between the time of booking and September, you can cancel your original ticket and use the credit to book the cheaper flight. The only downside is that you'll still have some remaining credit, but you can use them. But you can then use it to treat yourself to a future flight. Just don't let the credit expire. So I have an airline credit from Spirit Airlines, which I plan to use to go to Vegas in June. I probably have to add money to the credit because the credit is only for $265, and domestic travel has definitely increased since then. So I'll cover that hack for you again. So if you're someone who travels somewhat regularly throughout the year, this hack is for you. Consider buying your holiday flights now or whenever you think you found a decent deal. But make sure to book a fare that will give you a credit if you cancel. So you cannot book economy. That way, if prices drop between the time of booking and September, you can cancel your original ticket and use a credit to book the cheaper fare. The only downside is that you'll still have some remaining credit, but you can then use it to treat yourself to a future flight. Just don't let the credit expire. So, this is the year of the revenge travel. And everyone is ready to travel right now. Experts say that this summer will be the busiest travel season ever, as people hope to catch up on 2 years worth of not traveling or very limited travel. Rising costs driven by inflation and high fuel prices are not stopping hungry travelers. The desire to splurge on extra expensive accommodations and flights have been dubbed revenge travel and is likely to stick around for years. So on the reverse side of that, I'm hearing from people that are traveling that when they get to the resorts and they get to the different places, that a lot of the resorts have minimum staff. Their housekeeping standards are not up to par. And the customers are totally dissatisfied. So along with revenge travel comes the opposite end. All these resorts was having minimum staff before and could get away with it because no one was really traveling that often. But now, and I have clients trying to book travel for the summer, and a lot of the resorts are sold out. But other clients that are traveling now in the resorts are saying, that the standards are not up to par. So again, this is the year of revenge travel. So if you travel, what you'll find out is the higher price accommodations are sold out. And all you're left with is the 3 or 3.5 star resorts. And a lot of times those resorts are, their housekeeping standards are not up to par, and they don't have enough staff to keep everything up to par. So earlier I talked about the Soul Beach Music Festival, which is back in Aruba, May 25th, 2022. Just so you know, if you need more information, you can go to our website, which is https://bit.ly/3G, capital G, capital V, capital T, capital L, the number 2, and capital A. And I just wrote some notes down. Again, the Soul Beach Music Festival is in Aruba. And some of the guests that will appear is New Edition, Mary J. Blige, Mike Epps, Dougie Fresh, are just some of the names that will be appearing for the Soul Beach Music Festival, which happens in Aruba, Memorial Day weekend, May 21st to May 30th. It is going on this year, so give us a call. We have packages available. So look up in the sky. It's a superhero of travel. It's Ricky Tyers from Tyers Tours and Travel. I'm sorry, it's Ricky Tyers from It's Your Time to Travel on TalkTainmentRadio.com. Radio the way it should be heard. And make sure you go to our website and take a look at the Soul Beach Music Festival happening in Aruba, May 25th.
Hey, I'm Haley Kiyoko, and I know what it's like to struggle with mental health issues. If you have a friend that's going through a tough time, now is the perfect moment to reach out. Learn how to start the conversation at seizetheawkward.org.
Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, and the Jed Foundation.
I was diagnosed with type 1 diabetes at age 33, with not one day off since. But JDRF has my back, funding research toward a cure, prevention, and treatments that really help the millions like me to have a better life. The scientists funded by JDRF test themselves every day so that someday I won't have to. Join us. Your help is our hope. JDRF, improving lives, curing type 1 diabetes.
What kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims. And we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.
Green, green, green. It's our home, it's our dream. That's healthy and clean, make it green, green, green.
My mom said making it green is making sure the air in your home is healthy for your family to breathe. Make sure you test your home for radon. It's easy. Just call 866-730-GREEN.
Make it green, green, green.
A message from the US EPA.
Okay, kids, dad's gonna teach you how to dance. First, spread your feet apart, then a pump your knee.
Dance like a dad. It's a great way to make a moment with your kids. Visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
When you shop Goodwill, you don't just bring home a vintage dress or cat lamp. You bring home so much good to your community. Because everything you buy funds local job training and more. Goodwill. Bring good home. Brought to you by Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Our government doesn't seem to care that 9 million children have no health insurance, even though every dollar spent immunizing children against illness saves more than $16 in medical costs to make them better. Doesn't anyone see? We're wasting money and allowing children to get sick.
I am Susie Flynn. A vote for me is a vote for the 9 million uninsured children.
Look up in the sky as a superhero of travel is Ricky Tyus from It's Your Time to Travel on TalkTainmentRadio.com. Radio the way it should be heard. And this is the year. This is the year of revenge travel. Ready to travel? So is everyone else. Travel and hospitality experts say this summer will be the busiest travel season ever, as people hope to capture up to 2 years worth of not traveling or very limited traveling. And rising costs driven by inflation and high fuel prices are not stopping anyone. The desire to splurge on extra expensive accommodations and flights have been dubbed revenge travel and is likely to stick around for years to come. So, example is, hotel rates are rising. Hotel rates are rising. They're reaching $149.38 a night on the average. And that was happening in late March. And as you go towards the summer, prices are going to get higher. Popular destinations this summer include New York, Las Vegas, London, and Paris. And you can expect prices to be extremely high during all those events. So with the vaccine rollout picking up pace, Americans are starting to feel more confident and optimistic about the prospect of traveling again. Those in the travel industry are hoping for a surge in bookings in the coming months and years. A sense of wanderlust has been building. After all, it's only natural that we want to explore new places after so much time at home. Many are calling this revenge travel. So what exactly is revenge travel? And how might it manifest? So while the term may sound silly, revenge travel refers to the idea that there will be a huge increase in travel as it becomes safer and things open back up. Many Americans and those around the world had their vacations altered or outright canceled last year, so they are all looking to satisfy their travel itch at the same time. The term is retribution against COVID-19, and how it's losing its power to control our lives, including canceling travel plans. Unfortunately, that's not a true statement. The city of Philadelphia has brought back a mandate for facial coverings. I still wear facial coverings wherever I go because there's a variant out there that is causing havoc right now. But right now, everyone is booking travel and they're very optimistic about the prospect of traveling again. So experts are expecting a boom. The country is trailblazing a sense of urgency and impatience to travel once again. There's already a boom in travel bookings, where people are eager to spend the miles, points, and vouchers that have accumulated and gone unused over the years. So, for example, I have a voucher that I will use to go to Vegas in June. It's a voucher that I was able to get in 2019. So I'll use that voucher to go to Vegas in June. Since the end of 2020, we're seeing a large increase in family reunion bookings for the 2021-22 holiday season, with a 70% increase compared to 2019 holiday season. This shows us that families are really looking forward to reconnecting after so much time spent apart and coming together for the holidays, and so many plans were canceled in 2020. The TSA has been screening over a million passengers most days since mid-February, which is an uptick from their general pandemic lows. Additionally, the TSA is looking to hire over 6,000 screening officers for the anticipated summer rush. So if you're looking for a job, TSA is definitely hiring. People will want relaxation and time outdoors. Simply, this is saying that the biggest excitement for the post-pandemic revenge travel initially is to sun and sand destinations. Everyone has had a hard year, and so while they're craving new cultures and adventures, they want to give themselves a much needed break first. They want to sit on the beach and give a cold cheer to the people they miss most during the pandemic. Time on the beach is consistent with another travel trend prediction, and this is continued interest in outdoor adventures due to their safety. People are excited to revenge travel to places where they can spend a lot of time outdoors and without a mask. This includes beaches, places with a lot of hiking, such as national and state parks, and camping destinations. COVID-19 is thought to spread far less outside compared to indoors, so a beach vacation or camping trip still allows for adequate social distancing, while it is thought that the COVID-19 vaccines also prevent infection and spreading to others, some people still like the added security that outdoor provides. So again, we're talking about this being the year of revenge travel. And since we're on radio, you're listening to It's Your Time to Travel on TalkTainmentRadio.com. Radio, the way it should be heard. So we're talking about all the things that's going on with revenge travel, and how revenge travel will affect travel in the coming year. Some people will play it safe with their initial destinations. Most of the revenge travel in the next few months will likely take place in the United States. Of the limited number of foreign countries that are permitting U.S. citizens, many of them have COVID-19 testing requirements that can still be quite extensive. Many experts believe focus will still be on driving destinations like state and national parks and coastlines. However, the desire to visit friends and relatives will drive traffic to all destinations as families and loved ones reconnect. Even those who are interested in going beyond the continental U.S. will probably play it safe. Again, we're talking about how revenge travel is affecting travel in the year 2022 and beyond. For American travelers, the deep desire to get away combined with looming uncertainty is causing a surge in planning trips to destinations like Hawaii, Alaska, Puerto Rico, and the U.S. Virgin Islands. This lady that works with me, who is planning to go to Hawaii in June. And she's picked out all her excursions and all the things that she wants to do with her family. But it's just an example of how people have that deep desire to get away. Hawaii, Alaska, Puerto Rico, and the U.S. Virgin Islands. People want to go as far away as they can without actually leaving the country. People yearning for true international travel will likely turn to Mexico and the Caribbean. It reconciles that a sense of wanderlust we're all feeling without taking too much risk. Flights that aren't much longer or in some cases shorter than domestic flights. Again, I will repeat that we're talking about revenge travel and how it affects travel in 2022. Travelers may feel more inclined to splurge. After more than a year of restrictions, many vengeful travelers may feel more inclined to splurge and treat themselves when leisure travel becomes an option again. Example, I have a client that has always traveled with me. They just got back from Vegas. They're planning to go to Jamaica. And because they travel all the time and they wanted to splurge a little, so they splurged to get to fly first class. So that's an example of how people are splurging when they're traveling, doing this year of revenge travel. With so much pent-up demand around, all indications are that people are prepared to spend more on their travel experiences than have been the case pre-COVID. Hence, upgrades would be the norm when travelers determine to compensate for lost time over the past year. As vaccination rates vary across different countries, we believe trips across the U.S. will take precedence over international travel, but that travel still will opt for premium domestic experiences like longer vacations with upgraded airfare. And I just gave the example of a client I have that's flying to Jamaica, and they wanted to fly first class. It has been a really hard year for most Americans, and we know that travelers are keen to treat themselves and their loved ones to special trips once they are able to. But there's also a hope for international travel. In the early part of the show, we talked about the best time to book an international flight is in August. The best time to fly internationally is in the fall because it's not as many places are not as crowded as if you go in the middle of the summer. So there's hope for international travel. Travelers treating themselves to upgrade experience in the U.S. may well evolve into trips abroad if the public health situation improves and vaccination rates rises. Although the domestic travel trend should continue well into the year, we're already seeing far-flung bucket list hotspots creep up our top search destinations. While travel has changed, it is clear that the desire to discover will endure. Time spent under severe travel restrictions appear to have increased the value of travel in people's minds, with a greater appreciation of the ability to get away. So again, we're talking about revenge, the year of revenge travel. And what we'll do is get into some of the things that we talked about in the beginning of the show, in case you missed it. But it's been noted that popular international destination searches from U.S. travelers on Skyscanner in the last month include Singapore, Tokyo, London, and Madrid. The company believes this indicates an eagerness among Americans to plan long-haul travel and a rapid return to pre-COVID international travel rates if the pandemic recovery processes allows it. Of course, all of this depends on regulations relaxing to allow safe travel. In a recent survey we did of over 1,000 Americans, a third said they would be more confident about traveling if their destination required all travelers and or guests to be vaccinated. Where people go will also depend on the destinations and airlines that provide simple information relating to quarantine, vaccine rollouts, digital health passes, and pre-departure testing. But there are more immediate priorities. While it's fun to fantasize about traveling the world again or for the first time, it's important to consider more immediate priorities like health, safety, and financial well-being as we continue to navigate the pandemic. With so many people furloughed or unemployed, and with so many experiencing financial challenges at some point throughout the past year, for many, revenge travel is but a distant dream with a job and food security a more real and urgent priority. If you do find yourself in a position to take an excursion, travel safely and be sure to purchase travel insurance. So one of the things that we talked about in the first half of the show, if time allows, the Soul Beach Music Festival is back in Aruba. It is May 25th through May 30th, 2022. The Soul Music Beach Festival on the gorgeous island of Aruba, Memorial Day weekend, is voted one of the top five Caribbean celebrations by USA Today, as well as the number one Caribbean summer festival by Jet Setter Magazine. You can give us a call at Tire Surgeon Travel at 866-547-5362. We have all-inclusive packages available. That includes airfare, hotel, food, and drinks. So give us a call. Some of the entertainment for the Soul Beach Music Festival is New Edition, Mary J. Blige, Mike Epps, and Dougie Fresh. So give us a call, and that phone number is 866-547-5362. I have operators standing by to take your call. So in the first half of the show, since we have a little time left in our segment, Travel with an Expert, we gave you the best times to book a flight for domestic and international and summer travel during the year of revenge travel. So there's many variables that impact the dynamic pricing patterns of plane tickets, including the destination and the time of the year. In some cases, you can book just a couple weeks in advance, while in others, you're better off reserving months ahead, such as a trip over a big travel holiday when demand is high. While travel has been upended by the pandemic for the past 2 years, we're seeing numbers return to normal. In this January 2022 Consumer Airfare Index, airfare tracking site Hopper predicts airfare will reach 2019 levels by April 2022. That said, given the general uncertainty regarding potential variants, when travel has been upended by the pandemic for the past 2 years, we're seeing numbers return to normal. In its January 2022 Consumer Airfare Index report, airfare tracking site Hopper predicts airfare will reach 2019 levels by April 2022. That said, given the general uncertainty regarding potential new variants, travelers are still holding off on booking flights until the travel dates approach, much as they did in 2020 and 2021. Nonetheless, good deals are still all about big picture timing, and while travel logistics are more in flux these days, most airlines now waive change fees, making it easier for travelers to book well in advance. So we have some tips on domestic. The best time to book a domestic flight, according to cheapair.com, the best time to purchase plane tickets for a domestic flight is 64 days before your departure date. But you have to keep in mind that this is an average. It doesn't mean you should log on exactly 64 days before you travel, but rather that you should scout flights around the 64 days out mark. Seasons make a difference. CheapAir.com revealed that the cheapest flights were found 67 days prior to a summer trip and 94 days prior to a winter trip, 84 days prior to a spring trip, and 89 days prior to a fall trip. Wow. So this summer, if you plan to travel, you know, they're suggesting that you book your flights at least 2 months out. So I'm a little bit behind on mine because, like I said, I'm flying, and I'm flying to Vegas in June 20th, so I need to get on the stick and book my flight. For domestic trips, pricing is elevated when tickets are first released about a year before the flight. And per cheapair.com, those prices will slowly creep downward all the way to the lowest point sometime between 95 and 21 days, roughly 3 months to 3 weeks before the flight, after which you're likely to see the last minute spike in costs. So earlier we talked about the first tip is to start tracking flights prices as early as possible so you can keep an eye on costs. They suggest using Google Flights or Hopper to receive price change notifications about your tracked flights. I suggest using Kayak, and they will check the price of flights, and they will give you a notice when they think prices are going to increase. So because 2022 is all about travel recovery, this trend might not hold true this year. We expect to see a 7% increase in domestic airfare each month through June. The company Hopper hasn't yet made its prediction for the second half of the year. So this year, the year of revenge travel, it's really all about monitoring airfare and buying as soon as you see an appealing flight. So, another tip we gave was about international flights. And we're saying overall, you're better off booking earlier than later for international travel. But there is some variance depending on your destination. So cheapair.com found that the lowest fares to Canada occurs 2 months before departure. And the same is true for booking flights to Mexico and the Caribbean. The prime booking window for Central America is just over half a month to 3 months before departure. And for the Middle East, it's between 1.5 and 5.5 months before your trip. The best time to buy flights to Africa is about 3 months out, while Asia and Europe is about 119, 120 days, respectively. Look, up in the sky, it's the superhero of travel. It's Ricky Tyus, and I'm able to take you around the world by air, land, and sea, even by flying saucer. And we're live on TalkTainmentRadio.com. Radio, the way it should be. Again, don't forget about the Soul Beach Music Festival in Aruba.